Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not at this, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fair kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Together, we're polishing up our act. And
that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Right in the nick of time, we found love. tell your brother to God. Don't go and talk about my father.
Don't you dare deny him. You know that God is my friend. I'm your host, the Sheikh Ali Mem Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we are in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. Want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. No matter what phone you tuned in on tonight, and how far-fetched it may sound, some came in tonight on their Android phone. I see a few Androids are still here, and there are at least two more paranoid phones in the audience. And we're looking out clearly, and we can see you on your laptops. Some came in on the desktop, and there are a few drop-top phones in the audience and a few drop-top, what are those, Mercedes? And look like it's got a Ferrari or something there. But it's got a drop top on it, and we're happy to see you out there. Whether you're in your Rolls Royce, Bentley, whether you're on your Bronco, or you're riding in on your OJ, we're happy tonight to be at Black Power Radio, and we're going to give you more of what you actually tuned in to Black Power Radio for. So, again, we're happy as we can be to be live on Black Power Radio. Power to all of our vast and participating and listening audience, and Black Power to you and all of your crew, and we're happy as we can be to be right here in your ear hole, giving you more of what you listen to radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet and on your smarter dumb phone, Android paranoid tonight. Because, of course, you could have went on to the nephew's bar mitzvah tonight. I heard that, yes, that you had soccer mom practice as well, but now we're here at Black Power Radio, and we're dealing with police brutality. Now, some call it police brutality, and the state of reparations nationwide tonight. And we say, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all of the worlds. And we are thankful to the Almighty God, Allah, for blessing us to come in on tonight's episode and bring you such a timely topic to bring on more knowledge, wisdom, more research, and more information than you ever had in your full, complete, and entire lifetime. So as we say, oh my, and take a sip of coffee on that, as we drink to that, and come on and bring you more of this Black Power Radio. Now, what exactly is going on in the broader community that there's so much of this police brutality back to back to back, black to black, black to black? And our chairman, our state chairman in North Carolina, no one could have predicted, especially myself, and no one has predicted that the police would attack our state chairman. And then knowing who he is and what he does and knowing him as a good Samaritan, this is devastating. It is impactful to the broader black activist community, and then a devastation to the Black Panthers, especially to have an attack on our national chairman while he's like, while I'm chilling in my own hood. And now here come the attack from these goddamn peckerwoods to jump our national chairman in the midst of him being a good Samaritan, stopping the fight in the neighborhood and going back to, say, business as usual in the hood. He was attacked for his righteousness. He was attacked for his good Samaritan work. And we are taking exception to that as the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And we are going on the warpath now against the goddamn opposition, against these goddamn crackers. They don't have the right to attack no Panther nowhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. And as long as my asshole is pointing to the ground, as long as I've had breath in my body, I will take my last dying breath to fight this cracker over putting his hand on a Panther and putting the eye out of a Panther. And we are taking exception to them using the taxpayer dollar to spend on this form of devastation in the black community. We're going to single-handedly put a stop to this no good bastard. We're going to be checking him at every turn in the road, checking him in the midst of all this form of iniquity. And we're going to stop a whole lot of police brutality here. And we will not stop until we bring it to a screeching halt here in America as we come into your ear hole, your rabbit hole, into your network, your living room, automobile, by whatever means you have listened to Black Power Radio tonight. We're going to rock it tonight and go right out here and pick up some of the audience on the state of reparations nationwide. We're going to be picking you up on the state of this Roxborough situation. We're going to be picking you up on whatever's on your mind in the Black Power listening audience tonight, because we got some strong materials for self-defense. And we're going to be picking up our national chairman who's out in the audience tonight. And we're going to be picking up you from whatever geographical location you're in tonight, because we're going strong here on Black Power Radio. Everybody still with me? Just buckle your goddamn seatbelt. Sit back. Enjoy the motherfucking ride as we go right out to our national chief of staff, who's right here in the Washington metropolitan area. And he was live in Roxborough yesterday. He knows what's going on. He knows what these devils have done to us. He knows the history, and he's our black man on the ground and don't mind checking these bastards in Roxborough, North Carolina, and also in Los Angeles, where they got the nationwide reparation. He's going to give you a total, a full and complete update. We're going to bring on our National Chief of Staff, the Honorable Azrael LeBeau. Assalamu alaikum. And Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power. Freedom of death and death over bondage. Black unity, black strength, black honor, all power to the people. Black power, black sovereignty, black nationalism. Power. And yes, at this black hour, especially dealing with motherfucking Roxborough, North Carolina.
Black power and death. Death to the goddamn fascist goddamn pig. Black power.
Black power. Let's get it. So let's talk about Roxborough, North Carolina. Person, motherfucking county. The county that it seems the whole state of North Carolina, especially where it comes to looking for lawyers and defense attorneys, are scared to touch. Let's talk about Person, motherfucking county. Say yes to the dress, Chief S, over the police department claims that he doesn't give a shit about constitutional law, who doesn't give a shit about common law. But yet, constitutional law and common law in this capacity are the highest forms of the law of the land, and by which all law enforcement, from the head of the head to the new of the new, old, new, and everything in between, swears an oath to uphold and to honor and to carry out the law. But this son of a bitch doesn't care about constitutional law. And you know what they say? If the head is fucked up, the body will follow. He allows his officers to violate constitutional rights. He allows his officers to terrorize the community. The thing about it is everything that we were saying yesterday in those communities about Roxboro, North Carolina, and about Chief Queef, Chief Hess, no one could say that we were saying anything wrong. For the simple fact, the people of Roxboro knows what this devil is capable of and what this devil has done and his cronies. They're allowed to terrorize black citizens and citizens of color. They're allowed to illegally and wrongfully arrest. Again, illegally, not rightfully. Not when they are in the midst of committing a crime, because that's something totally different. But when you allow your officers to unlawfully, illegally detain, arrest, and terrorize black citizens, you are nothing but the devil. The white devil, not a devil, but the devil, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stated, as the master teacher, Brother Malcolm Al-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz stated, the white devil, not a white devil, but the devil, as our master teacher, the Dr. Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad stated. Three separate individuals, master teachers, and powerhouses in their own right, all stated that the white man is not a devil, but the devil. And goddamn it, Chief Hess, say yes to the dress, is one of those white devils. Those officers under his tenure, white devils. There's only but two or three, or very few, who are actually honorable within that sheriff department, within that police department. But I feel sorry for them, because when you allow bad officers, when you allow officers to terrorize citizens, the good cops catch just as well and thrown into the same view as the bad cops. These officers, that gay Trey Wright loves to put his hands, he loves to put his hands on a black man. He loves, I had the similar run-in with Roxboro, illegally detaining me. Falsely detaining me with an improper warrant, taking weapons that were legally registered. And even after my case is over with, when they were supposed to return property, they still sitting on it. My. Even when you go through the paperwork, this is something else about Roxboro. You know, it's one thing to do in action, but to do on documentation, even on documentation, these white devils lie. You know, it's one thing to lie by word of mouth, but to lie on official documentation, these crackers don't know what they've done. They love to start a war. They love to instigate. They love to start shit. They love to start problems. But just like Tupac said, niggas love to scream peace after they have started some shit. And that's exactly what Roxboro does. They start shit. They instigate shit. They do little slick shit. But when catches up, then they want to run and play victim. Then they want to run and lie. Then they want to run to the media and lie. They want to run to the documentation and lie. They love to run to the courthouse and lie. My, my, my. I don't see it personally how any of them devils can sleep down there as much as they goddamn lie. I've never come across a cracker. That's right, I said it. Cracker. That's exactly what the fuck they are. I have never witnessed a department that lies so damn much. I mean, we're used to these devils lying. Lie on top of lie on top of lie. But goddamn it, people, Roxborough takes the damn case. You know, it's bad when you get into some sort of legal issue with a county, right? And you're seeking legal advice. You're seeking legal counsel. And all everybody in the square mileage of Roxborough, all you hear from lawyers, defense lawyers, criminal lawyers, little bullshit lawyers, talk about how they don't want to deal with Roxborough because Roxborough is corrupt. Raleigh doesn't want to deal with bullshit from Person County. Durham doesn't want to deal with bullshit from Person County. That's because Person County has been allowed to do what they do for so long that nobody has stand up. Well, goddamn it, we standing up. We're here to check that ass, and we will check that ass. Come hot. Hell or high water. Now, as our national minister of justice has done such a beautiful job with what's going on in Spartanburg, South Carolina, we will do the exact same thing. We will follow the model, of how we're dealing with Spartanburg. We will be doing the same thing in Roxborough, North Carolina. The only difference is we're going to go hard as hell on Roxborough, North Carolina. And if they want the drama, which they do, you know, you can't even have a peaceful demonstration. You can't even have a memorial because that's, in fact, what it started out to be. When they murdered our brother, when they killed David Brooks Jr., We were doing nothing but celebrating his life. We were doing nothing but paying him homage, sharing in his memory at the spot where those devils murdered him unjustly. That's all we were doing. But yet them crackers wanted to come out again and start some shit. And then when they saw that they had started some shit, they wasn't equipped for, they wanted to run to social media. They wanted to run to mayonnaise media, the white news sources, mayonnaise media, if y'all never heard that term, and wanting to cry to the media, talking about they were threatened. They wanted to lie and say we were out there chambering weapons, which everybody knows we don't resort to that type of undisciplined action. They wanted to lie and say that we marched in the streets and were blocking traffic when they were the ones, these crackers were the ones who came in and blocked us off on both sides. But again, they want to sit here and tell all these lies in their paperwork when we got shit on video showing the truth. You see how this devil lies? See how this devil manipulates? Onto our brother. Our brother, the local chairman, my dearly beloved brother, John Carrington, was assaulted by law enforcement and wrongfully assaulted. Again, there is a difference in doing illegal activity and you getting your ass beat. And a big difference between keeping the peace, being handcuffed, illegally detained, and being punched in the face, hit with flashlights, almost tased. That's a big damn difference. And again, I'll say it again. These cops love to put their hands on black men when they got them handcuffs on. But I bet you, mano y mano, they just as much as of a bitch as they look. And I made that apparently abundantly clear. You know what? I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put this out there. To that little faggot-ass Irishman, Trey Gay Wright, who loves to put his hands on black men, handcuffed. Every year, or every so often, Roxborough has this tournament, this boxing event called Rumble in Rock, in the Rocks. You love to put your hands on niggas so much? Well, brother, I challenge you to that. Come put your hands on me. Let's meet up on Rumble in the Rocks and see if you got that same energy. Bring all your little boyfriends in uniform, all your little Girl Scout patrol. Bring Chief Hess. Say yes to the dress, Hess, to the Rumble in Roxborough, and let's get it. Let's see if you really made of that shit you be talking and the shit you be betraying on individuals while their hands are in cuffs. Let's see if you meet energy with energy. And I guarantee you, I'm going to beat your ass. In fact, I'm going to take pride in beating your ass expeditiously. Since you love to put your hands on niggas handcuffed, let's see how good you are unhandcuffed or with somebody who's not in cuffs. Let's get it. Let's see if you got the testiculars to answer that challenge. Because I know they're listening. I know they're listening. And even on that accord, something else I'd like to point out, you are not fooling nobody. The fact that you hack or you make the attempt to hack people's Facebook pages trying to get intel, sending people messages trying to get their phone numbers. Mess us with that bullshit. We already know it's you. That's why I addressed you the way I did. But anyway, that's a subject for another time. I'm going to go ahead and chill out for a minute because I'm livid, y'all. I'm so livid right now, it's not even funny. Back on black to you, National Chairman, Imam Akbar.
Black power, beloved, and we're just so happy that you're here with us, our National Chief of Staff, Brother Azriel LeBeau, and he's giving you just a pinch of what's been taking place, a pinch of what we have to go to get the entire inch. And we have to go up in these backsides of the opposition and check them in the midst of that form of iniquity and going to allow our National Minister of Defense to come on and talk a little bit about what we're doing and projects that's going on and what's necessary to sustain the Black Panther Party and activists in the diaspora. And we're going to bring our brother Black Lightning, Black Power, Black Power.
Black power. I'd like to see our chief of staff beating up Hess myself. Well, put some money on that one. I say he knocked him out in the first couple of minutes. That's if you want to be merciful and let him survive that long. All right, black power, y'all, black power. And black supremacy
power.
On behalf of our national chief of staff. I know he was trying to get that out, so I'll say it for him. Because, what do we do? What do we do? I mean, we've been hit with enough nightsticks, that's for damn sure. We've been beat up with our hands cuffed enough and pushed around enough. So where do we go from here? Like I say, turn up the heat on them, you know, just like you did in are doing in Spartanburg. Put the screws to them because they did kill our brother David Brooks. Same city, same people, you know. So, and that was just for walking down the street, and that's an open carry state, so you should be able to walk down the street with your weapon without being shot at a distance by a high-powered rifle. That's more like an assassination, you know? So I said, we know where we at. We have to watch our step, and let's get this fool up out of there, you know? I would think at this point he should be nervous as hell that we bringing enough attention to him for the feds to check him out. Shoot, they might want to know. They might want to start a federal investigation on why so many people are dying in Spartanburg Detention Center, while many police killings are going down in Roxboro, all up and down that little spot right there. They only hour from each other, you know. They even in cahoots with each other. As a matter of fact, it's when our sister Keisha Tate was killed, they took her killer, her neighbor who claimed he was target practicing. They took him to Spartanburg, took him all the way to Spartanburg, where he know he's gonna have white supremacist protection. And they done fucked up now though, because and put their hands on one of us, so it got people, you know. It's always been personal anyway. To put our hands on any black female or male. As a matter of fact, the lady down there, when we went down for her daughter, was being sexually assaulted by a neighbor, and even when she was giving the report to the police, was assaulted by the police, you know, for her passion or fire, I guess, you know, because her daughter had just been assaulted. So then she gets assaulted by the police. So what's wrong with the police down there? They need to have some kind of citizen review board going on, you know, from other states, from some northern states to go down there and really check into their asses, you know. So we don't fuck with the feds. We don't fuck with the police or none of their asses. They all in cahoots together. But now that they done rolled over in the dirt and the mud enough times, they should do Hess like they do all the other rat bastards when they finally show their hand, because they wasn't supposed to show their hand in the first place. Otherwise, all these Klan bastards are in it together. But now that they have, then they can execute him themselves in their way, you know, fire, with no pension. Maybe do some time, you know, because there should be some, sounds like a lot of cover-up going on to me. And it stinks from the offices all the way up to the higher ranks. So that's why you can't even make a complaint in a state like that, because who does it go to? It goes to the higher-ranking rat bastard. So what can you do? Keep shaking their asses up until the whole world pays attention. That's what we're going to do. Since they want to screw around in that same little locality, we're going to go down there and recruit as many of the citizens of between Gaffney, Spartanburg, Roxboro, and have our street patrols like I do down here, night patrols in the evening, you know, whether it be on foot, on bike, on motorcycle, just check in with your neighborhoods. And watch these dirty rat bastards in blue and make sure they're not attacking our people on our where you are, right where you are. So black power and black sovereignty, black strength. And, I hope Sister Truth Bay is clinking in tonight, because they're doing a fantastic job on the reparations up there in Sacramento. It's going on today, the reparations hearings. And we have our representative, our boots on the ground, our Chief Justice, nothing but the Truth Bay. And put some money in the black machine with $77 Bakers so that we can make the dream happen. Matter of fact, we're getting closer and closer to making this ban happen, people. So if everybody would really dig deep and pull out $3,000, we could possibly make this ban happen. so that we can pick up our soldiers. Because it's no reason to say, you know, for everybody not to be there. Well, because we need our people, only you and you and you and you and me and us. We are only all we got. So if we put in the $77 Bakers and make this bus happen, y'all will see all the Panthers that want to be there. Let's put it like that. There's a lot of us that want to be right there on the front lines. So let's make it happen. $77 Bakers, hashtag the bus for us. I keep saying Black Power, y'all. And back to our national chairman, Honorable Master Teacher Sheikh Imam Akbar, Black Power.
Black Power. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Thank you, Brother Black Lightning, our National Minister of Defense. And we are raising the money for our transportation and getting the right black on the road. We have just a transmission issue, only $3,000. So we're going to raise that money and get our van black. And we'll be rolling once again right up in a neighborhood near you, right up in your geographical location. And we know all the revolutionaries will be smiling. Oh, but, you know, the opposition is going to be gritting regardless of what we do. The opposition has always gritted on the Black Panther. Or we've always gritted right black on their no good cracker behind. We don't mind.
And may I say?
And we're saying this right close and personal. We don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. Mama, yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Black Lightning.
And may I say, we have the strongest troops of the new Black Panther regiment that there is from coast to coast. If we get everybody from one end to the other, right to the middle, boom, going to see it just like it was, just like it have been on Stone Mountain. When y'all only saw a fraction of how we can bring it, like in the 100th anniversary of the bicentennial of Black Wall Street, where we were down there strong, at least 1,500, and that's just a fraction of what we can bring, you know. So I'm looking at one bus for the East Coast, and then we're gonna have to expand, and we need land acquisition. And to get another one for the West Coast, because we are pushing for the black anti-crime hate bill, just like they tried to reverse the polarity and say, what was it, racial intimidation? And that's some BS, straight-up BS. We need to be protected as a people, you know, with a bill that says, you want to drag us through the mud because of who we are, then you're going to have to serve the same penalty as anybody else that break those hate crime bills. So
exactly.
I just want to throw that in there. Because we got from a brother Malik down at Williams, Brother Blackness, and my son down there in Atlanta, all the way to our field marshal department, New York, and our chief of staff offices, and I'm just saying, we need it everywhere. This is just the beginning, you know. I mean, it ain't the beginning, it ain't the end. You know, it's been happening ever since I was beaten down by the police, you know. Wasn't nobody there to protest for me. Wasn't nobody there to raise hell for me but me. So I've been on this mission before that happened. That's probably why it happened. God make things happen for a reason sometime, you know. Test your metal, you know.
Black Power.
Say, can you take nine bats to the back, you know, for your brother at that. Not for yourself, but covering up somebody else that would probably be killed because they just came out of operation having appendix something like that taken out, and they all busted open, and you taking them licks, you know, to say, okay, down the road, metal been tested. You know what I mean? Black Power.
Black Power. We thank you, Black Lightning, for that brief comment and bringing us up to snuff on all the duties of the Panther and all the responsibility
that the Black Panther takes on at this hour, and that's Black Power. And we have online with an update on reparations, as we promised, right out of that west side. We're going to pick up our doctor and our national minister of justice, Dr. Critical Truth, Great Sage, to talk back to us on reparations. And she has many, many other things that she could actually cover down on. But at this time, she'll be covering down on reparations. And she is herself back. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Power to the people, and welcome to Black Panther, to Black Power Radio.
All right, so traveling from Sacramento at the moment down to Los Angeles, had a very successful reparations hearing, March 3rd to the 4th. This will be the, I believe, 16th. There are three more in-person hearings that will be happening, and June 30th is the final day for State Governor Gavin Newsom to sign the reparations bill for the state of California. What we have come up to since 2020, it's been 2.5 years now since these 9-member task force that have been deliberating on how reparations should be given. It really is up to we the people, and many of these hearings are not even properly advertised, but we have our local black families that live in these areas aren't aware of the reparations hearings even happening. So, as you mentioned before, the Department of Justice and the few key players that are so-called running the show are elected by Gavin Newsom, Senator Toni Atkins, who is a white, she's a lesbian senator, okay, and Assembly Member Anthony Reddick, who's a Mexican immigrant. So
Black Power,
Gavin,
can you come closer to the mic? I hear you better, closer to the mic, Black Power.
Oh, all right, can you hear me now?
Right. That's better.
All right, so as we mentioned before, the task force that's chosen here in California were chosen by three individuals. Governor Gavin Newsom, who's Scottish-Irish descent. Then we have Senator Toni Atkins, who is a lesbian senator. And we have Anthony Rendon, Assemblyman Anthony Rendon, who is a Mexican immigrant. Now, these three politicians are the one that chose the 9-member task force. We have Amos Brown, Cheryl Grills, Kamala Moore, Reginald Jones Sawyer, Stephen Bradford, Don Tamaki, and Montgomery Steph, Councilwoman Montgomery Steph, and Lisa Holder. These 9 members drag a lot of the issues. They're so-called trying their best in getting resources, results. And what we must do, March 29th and March 30th, we need to have all our campers out there in the state, capital state, Sacramento, to speak on what reparations should look like. And this is where we are at the moment. So we're requesting land acquisition on a federal level. Understand the reparations task force is only the state of California, but we are going to push for federal issues. So not only we're dealing with California, but nationwide. We want 25% of the ports where they sold black bodies year after year, starting in the 1600s. So the port property, not only in Boston, but nationwide, Charleston, Oakland, just to name a few, we're requesting 25%, and that's being kind. We really should be getting 50%. But we're going to start off with 25%, and this is the type of request that we're asking. And again, we have to present the issues in order to get results. So I do urge you, Black family, if you are listening now and you are near or able to get to Sacramento on March 29th and March 30th to be there in person, or if you're not able to be there in person, I do plead you to call in. But I must tell you, when you call in, there are so many people that call in that not everyone gets to speak. So it's very, very limited. But you got to make yourself present. You have to be present in these rooms and let the opposition know that we are the ones that make the decisions on how reparations should go. Now, if you're not familiar with reparations and why it's so significant, again, reparations is the repair of a specific damage done from chattel slavery. And we all know the results of how this affects today's society. In 2023, we have clear color lines when it comes to neighborhoods, educational resources, and most importantly, equity, land, business loans, bank loans, all of these things that have been deprived to the Black man and the Black woman to this day is what we are going to take back. So we have a series of steps for you to start with as far as finding out your lineage. Now, Black family, it's not no one's business to start finding our ancestors but ours. Many of our records from the census have been destroyed. That's understandable. But you must start the process of finding out who you are. And that starts with an ancestry DNA kit. Once you submit your DNA, mail it out to the lab. It's in Salt Lake City. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to return. Once you return, it starts off with the DNA of both grandparents on both sides. If you have siblings, sisters, brothers, and cousins, it is beneficial that they take the test as well to get the fastest ancestry lineage. If you have family members, they should all work together to take the test. Now, this DNA test is $99. That's the average price online, and Ancestry DNA has been the most reputable, most reliable DNA kit, and has found many, many family members, especially celebrities as well, use this particular platform, Ancestry DNA, to start the process. Now, why is it important to find out your ancestry? Because when reparations do become complete, you have to show your eligibility. And so that's why, Black family, we can't complain about not having equity if we're not starting the process. So here we urge you on Black Power Radio to start the process. You can give us a call at 323-884-8583. You can send a text, how do I begin, or I want to start the process, and send your email address as well. And we'll be able to send you a how-to to start the process. Many of us are descendants of slaves, have significant people in our family and don't know it. I can't tell you how many stories, such as the Bruce Beach family. They have a lot of famous ancestors in their family but don't know it. So we must work together so we can find closure. When they brought us here in ships, took our language, took our culture, and left us nothing but to work the field, it is time that we receive what was owed to us. So we must stand together and then get the information you need to start the process. So that's what we're offering for you here on Black Power Radio. We have about 3 more months left before the California Task Force hearings are over. And again, June 30th is the deadline for Governor Gavin Newsom to sign the final bill. In the meantime, Black family, let's start working on continuing the city council in our area to attend the next one so you can start learning the governance and start working on the legislation which we are drafting together. It is not a spectator sport. Everyone should be involved one way or the other. Ask the neighbor who's moving and shaking in our neighborhood. How can we work together to, you know, reduce oppression, police brutality, of course, in Roxborough, just to touch bases on our brother, comrade John Carrington, who was roughhoused by one of the most oppressive sheriffs, who J.G. Wright, Trey Wright, was reported to have previous cases of police brutality in the past. And so you know what they do with their race soldiers that have known records of killing and torturing black people. They don't fire them. They promote them. They move them. They protect them. So Roxborough Fraternal Order of Police, as we mentioned before, needs to be highlighted, as well as the North Carolina Sheriff's Division, which is the insurance processes for North Carolina sheriffs. They're all part of a thin blue line brotherhood, and if we don't hit them in the pockets with their pension, they will continue to torture and brutalize innocent black people just trying to live and mind their own business. So Roxborough on the map, as well as Spartanburg. We also will return back to Spartanburg, South Carolina, March 20th for the county council, in which we will present the list of requests concerning policy and written code for the public. As we have discovered on February 20th, that Spartanburg sheriffs do not have public policy presented to the public, which is not only illegal, but is unethical in every way. So this is the same motion for Roxborough and any other city and county in that area that we are going to expose and demand respect through legislation. So we are going to make our current council, local council, work on what they should have done since the day they were elected, was to serve the people, not serve self-interest as they do. But again, black families, if we don't hold these pigs accountable, they will continue to rule with an iron fist. They will continue to make up the law as they go. They will continue to raise their white children in happy environments while they make sure that they kill ours, that they jail ours, that they torture our kids, our children. Moving forward, let's continue to work together, black family, because the time is of essence. There are several motions that we have on the table, and you should join anyone in your area that is about black empowerment. Now is not the time, black family, for us to create any type of division, for us to have differences in accord. Right now, we must be on code. And if you create your team of persons that who are eligible to help with the law and policy, create your teams with someone who you know that can police your town. We are going to create our own policing methods, but we must start somewhere, black family. It's not going to come from the sky, and it's not going to come through dialogue. It has to come through action. And as our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, has leading the charge in the troops for us to do so, we must do our due diligence to complete the task at hand. So with that being said, we will follow up with updates concerning the reparations hearing coming up March 29th and March 30th in Sacramento, the state capital of California. And while we are here on the west side, those on the east side need to focus on policy and legislation with the sheriffs and the law enforcement in that area, for we are about to bring a specific request concerning public identification process. We are demanding for each officer to wear a badge to identify themselves
their name and badge number should be clearly placed on their vest. This is no exception. And as we move forward, we will see that these changes will occur as we become consistent to the Black Power movement. So with that being said, from the desk of the Department of Justice, we wish you and for you to come together in Black Power. Power to the people.
Black power, we thank our National Minister of Justice for giving us just a timely briefing and with crucial information on what's going on across the nation, what's happening on the local, what's going on in Roxboro, North Carolina, what's going on in Spartanburg, North Carolina, what's going on in New York City, what's going on, again, in Sacramento, California, where the reparations hearings are going live. She goes live every day. She's one of the most up-to-date people that I know of across America on the issue of reparations, and that's why we have highlighted that tonight, along with the issue of police brutality, as it has never been seen, that a Black Panther, a chairman, has been hit in modern times, and we are going into Roxboro, going into Spartanburg on these issues. We're live. We're not going to kick our foot out of this cracker's behind on this issue. And we're going to stand, if I have to stand there with my last dying breath until ain't nothing left, we will go against these crackers who have been choosing to use police brutality as a tactic and choose to use our taxpayer dollars to manufacture these shadows of deception, this public deception, and then lying to the public and pissing in our face and calling it rain, no longer accepted by any Black activist, any Black revolutionary group, any regular activist, any civil rights activist. We will take on the defense for our people at this hour until justice rain down like waters and the righteous will rise up and check these bastards just like a mighty stream. Bring them in the midst of their iniquities and show them face to face what they have done, what they have been doing, and then penalize them and check them, prosecute them, process them, and sentence them to justice for the dirty deeds, the dastardly deeds they have been doing to Black people. We will break that goddamn tradition and bring in new traditions. We're going straight to South Carolina to our state chairman right there in the state of South Carolina. We bring to you Brother Ty is right there on the front line with these no-good bastards every day, checking them for the dirt that they're doing to Black people. Black power, and a black, strong Black
Black military. Power, Black power.
Black, hey, goddamn call
it. It's good to
black
be
power.
Here. Black power, hey, it's good to be here,
you,
but not
chief,
under these dirty conditions.
Chief.
Hey, fam, hey, when you talk about instant death syndrome, man, I tell you, man, I'm not going to tell you no fucking lie, man. They gentrifying the fuck out of Spartanburg. Excuse my language. But I'm going to tell you, I stayed on a dead-end street over on the south side of town. I just recently moved, and it's some white people that moved over there about not even a year ago. And I tell you, man, since they moved over there, let me count off the people who done died, man. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people on my street, all black. My whole street black, bro. Like, everybody who stayed over there, damn, they're kin to each other. Everybody who stayed over there, like, 40, they've been staying over there, like, 40-something years, 40, 50 years. You know what I'm saying? And some white people moved in, and ever since the white people moved in, bro, black people been dying like a motherfucker. I'm talking about dying. And that's why I say, when y'all say it's 15 body bags, which you count, that's the ones we know of. What about the ones when somebody got injected with something, or they got smothered, or they got did some kind of fucked up way, and it just looked like his natural causes, a heart attack or something like that. Man, this is mysterious, bro. Like, another one of my people just now died like 2 days ago. Every other week, it's somebody dying or somebody going to jail for some trumped up charges that they ain't even fucking do. I'm talking about ever since these crackers started moving in, gentrifying the neighborhood, man, people going to jail for shit. Like back in the day when the police used to just charge niggas with shit and you got to pay your money to get out of jail, you got to pay for a lawyer, shit they know you didn't do. Man, is getting sicker and crazy about a day, man. I didn't never think we'd go back in time to where we erasing we going backwards as far as the progress that we made through the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. It's like we going backwards as far as racism is re-sparking itself, and you got white people that's trying to move back into the city, where traditionally around here, the white people stayed on the outskirts of town. They moving back in. They doing everything they can. Man, they got the prices of rent jacked up so high that people can't even afford to live in the city. And guess what? The outskirts cost even more money. So where are they moving to? Where are they going to? They expecting us to die or move out of town or all move in together? What do they really expect us? This shit is crazy, man. I'm talking about this is a small country town, but you can't even get a one-bedroom apartment for $1,200. Think about a 2-, 3-, 4-bedroom or a house. And don't try to go into the bank and buy a house. Oh, the cracker going to get approved every time. Let a young black man trying to start a family or a young black woman trying to just, you know, take care of her kids, try to go in there and buy a house. Man, you damn near got to do a headstand, bend over backwards, give an arm and a leg literally just to get into a house. I tell you, man, it's getting worse and worse by the day. Worse and worse, man. They done killed my whole damn street, bro. I know these crackers killed these damn people on my street, bro. How all of a sudden everybody been living good for all these years? How all of a sudden 5-6 people done died within a year? Same neighborhood where they shot Darius Holcomb. They let a dog go in the man. And they threw tear gas and then let the dog go in the man. And then when he tried to defend himself from the dog probably biting his dick off, they came in there and shot him, not in the leg, not in the foot, not in the hand. But shot him 5 times. Did anybody think that was overkill? I think that was a little bit too much, especially for a guy that they already knew he had a mental condition. And the mama sit there, she's like, yeah, all them officers, they done been out here before. They all know my son's condition. They know he had a mental condition, and they did him the way they did him and shot him like that, shot him and killed him. So they value a dog's life higher than a human being's life. You know why they doing all this? America is browning itself. You got Mexicans, blacks, Asians, Indians, all us together, we outnumber the white people. And you know they can't have babies that fast. Why you think they got this abortion bill? Because they can't have babies fast, and they have for them aborting their babies because they don't mind killing their own people. It's so bad, man, but they doing this shit because by the time 2050, we can hold on and keep them from shooting us and poisoning us and putting us in jail. And all the other little tactics they got, spreading corona and every damn thing else to do, we can hold off, man. We'll be outnumbering them. But don't think because we outnumber them that we're going to rule them. We got towns right now where black people are the majority and the white people still ruling. I don't understand this. But I'm going to tell you this right here, and I'm going to let everything go. We can't control what they do. We can only control what we do. So we got to start doing something a little bit better. Because right now it's all fucked up. It's all fucked up. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power. We thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're thankful to our beloved state chairman for giving us these updates, our Spartanburg and the region in Greenville, Columbia. You know about Sumner and Florence, South Carolina. We even know about old Newberry South, back on the corner, Newberry South, Orangeburg, and all of these townships, Gaffney. And, oh, man, we know something about some South Carolina up and through here. And we are thankful that we have a stronghold, that the Black Panther has a stronghold in the state of South Carolina. And we did it like a goddamn Toyota. And get your hands on one, just never let go. And that's what we got to do. It like Otis Redding said, can't never turn you loose. Can't turn you loose for nobody. Yes, sir, my mind. Because this is what's going on in the world today. But we have to take a strong, hard-line position
against the goddamn opposition. They have done more dirt to us in this 1 year than probably they did during all the times of our enslavement. And we're going to be checking these bastards. But they're working on us. Is that right, Brother Ty?
Mm. Hey, man, they done did a whole lot of aid. Since the corona, all the economic advancements that black people done made all through the 80s and the 90s, that shit been wiped out, erased. They seen when people was collecting that little extra 600, you know, that economic shit, they was giving out that little extra money. See, the maximum amount you can draw in South Carolina is like $300 or something plus that extra 600. That was $900 a week everybody was drawing. And then they was giving other little, you know, incentives or whatever like that. A lot of people saved up money. You know what a lot of black people did? They went out and bought cars. They went on trips they ain't never been on. And then guess what the crackers did? They said, you know what? A few of those niggers decided they was going to save their money and start a business. We're going to get that money back. Let's jack up the price of rent. And I'm going to tell you something they're doing. The motherfuckers that's buying houses around here, they got a whole lot of money, and they got a whole lot of good credit. That's stopping the people that's in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that's black from buying houses. Guess what? The people at the bank or the people who's selling the house, who they going to sell to? Somebody with more money, better credit? Who better qualifies? Somebody with good credit, more money down, right? So who you think they're selling to? And that knocks us out of buying these houses. But these motherfuckers buying these houses, you think they're moving into them? Man, they not even. They don't even need the shit. They're buying up shit they don't even need just to control you, to control your great-grandkids that you ain't even never thought about. They ain't even moving into these houses, man. They buying these houses and jacking the rent up so high, niggas can't even afford them. So you got empty houses that it might say for rent. Ain't nobody living in the motherfuckers because niggas gone from around here. You think a nigga will shoot one of them motherfuckers that's doing that shit? No. You better think again. They'll shoot your ass, though. I promise you that. I promise you everybody got 4 or 5 guns. Kids, 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds, everybody got guns. They got a soft gun law around here. If you get caught one, they'll smack you on the hand. You're going to have to pay a little money to get out of jail. That's all you're going to have to do. They're going to let that shit go. It ain't no strict gun town, a gun state. You can open carry. Man, you walk into a store, gun on your hip, everybody can see it. Or you can have it concealed. You can have a 100-round drum. You can have a fucking Uzi. You can have automatic shotguns, AKs, put a drum on that motherfucker, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. You know why they do that? You know why they not worried about a nigga having a gun? Because they know that a nigga ain't going to shoot down one of them. I mean, you might have one nigga might do something like that. Like, one dude a few months ago, he shot and killed 5 white people. I ain't never heard of nothing like this in my life. He shot and killed 5 white people, but they got his ass down in Georgia, though. And that's the only time, man. We need to be getting money together for people to do shit like that. I'm not saying go out and kill white folks. I'm not saying that at all because you're not God. You know, you can't take a man's life. You know what I'm saying? We on the radio, you feel me? But, you know, somebody do something like that, we need to be making sure they got commissary, money for bail, take care of their mama, or take care of whoever they were taking care of. Because that's what crackers going to do when they kill somebody right now. The dude that killed Keisha Tate, them motherfuckers, they got the money together to get this motherfucker out of jail. What's his name? Lucas Schuyler? Lucas Schuyler?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
They like Mr. Altborn said, if we turn our back, they're going to get a redneck judge to go ahead and grant him that motherfucking bail or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think
mm-hmm.
he done bailed out, but the motherfuckers got the money. They just scared that when they let him out, somebody going to kill him while he going down the fucking road, man. They feel like he's safer in there, but he got a bond that he can actually, it's a $1 million bond, which that, what, that's $100,000? I guess somebody can put up a piece of land or anything and get him out, or they can just use the cash that they use that the KKK always put together. Like you say, they get $100,000 for every nigga they kill. Or is it $100,000 or $1 million for every nigga somebody kill?
It's about $1 million.
Anyway.
Right now?
Yeah, they got money together to get their people out of jail, and they go to jail. Yeah, kill a nigga, goddamn, we come and get you. Like that dude down there in Charleston. Anybody that kill a nigga, them motherfuckers, they going to get the money together for his lawyer. They make sure every nigga killer get a lawyer, a good lawyer now, get his time cut down. They make sure that the family got money and all that shit. You know what we do? Somebody, like the dude in Spartanburg, like I said, he killed 5 crackers. Had anybody sent a penny? I done mentioned this several times. We need to send that dude at least something to get him a bologna sandwich. something, man. Send that man a kite or something, bro. You know what I'm saying? Lift him up a little bit. We gotta know what to do with our money. It ain't really how much money you make, but can you put some money up? It can be $1 a week. At the end of the year, you have $52. Put that toward the cause. Or somebody can put $1 a day. Whatever you can put up. Everybody got a different economic situation, but you know what I think we all do, though? We make mistakes as far as how we budget our money out. We too quick to go out and eat. We too quick to go buy new shoes and bling bling and fancy cars that's not within our means and shit like that. Everybody had a budget and everybody put up a certain amount for the cause, then we'll get somewhere a little bit quicker, man. You got to have money to go to war. Because when it's time to do things, man, you got to have expertise. When it's time to do things, how you going to pay for bullets? How you going to pay for bulletproof vests, vehicles, a supply line of any kind? How we going to get airplane tickets? How we going to move troops from state to state? How we going to have money for training? We got to put money together for this shit. Period. We got to put money together for different things. And all I see is people spending money foolishly. Foolishness is just rampant in my community, and I see it in every state I go to, all black folks. I see a lot of that shit going on, every state that I've been to. The housing here hadn't increased since 1960. People in 1960, 1950, these are studies that I've read up on, own more land than they do now. The housing ownership for black people hadn't increased since years and years, 50 or 60 years, it hadn't increased none. What the fuck is we doing, man? Somebody need to go whack somebody in the bank that's denying people, or whack somebody who charging people with shit that's going to fuck with their criminal record, the way they can't get a good enough job to be able to get a good job and be able to own a home, be able to go into the bank and have your credentials and all that shit, right? Because that's what they do, man. They wait till a motherfucker turn 18. The day that he turned 18, oh, yeah, we get to get us another nigga. We gonna fuck him up in the schooling, first of all. We're going to not educate him, right? Then when he get out of school, we're going to ban his ass and get him a criminal record. And then that's going to fuck him up right there, because when he get out of jail, he ain't going to want to fully capacitate himself. He only going to want to just be glad that he free. He ain't going to want to go out for a career. Or try to go out for your dreams, all you going to care about, man, as long as I'm free, I don't give a fuck, as long as I ain't in that hellhole. But guess what? When you finally decide to go get a job, you won't get a bullshit job, because guess what? We can't hire you on here, man. You got a criminal record. You got to take this job, make a minimum wage. You'll never buy a goddamn house and be able to raise a family like that. So then they're keeping the black man and the black woman separated, and they're going to get a woman these houses and these food stamps and these different kind of things. They're really trying to fuck a lot of our women, too, and they falling for it. And I'm going to tell you why. They watch TV. They use TV to normalize homosexuality and white men fucking black women. Goddamn, they've been raping them all these damn years, and now they still want to fuck. You know why they want to fuck? Black men and black women? I'm going to tell you why. Because every time we fuck one of them and inject them with our DNA, it makes them stronger, less cancerous. The fucking sun kills them, gives them cancer. Guess what it does to us? It empowers us. It makes vitamin E, vitamin D. When the sun hit our skin, it makes vitamins. If I don't feel good, if I feel kind of weak, kind of depressed, I go outside in the sun and let the sun beat down on my skin real good, man. That shit empowers me and make me feel good. Man, I love to go outside with my shirt off and work in the yard or walk across town and let that sun just cut into my skin and I just start sweating. Man, they do that shit. They skin peeling, they turn red, they breaking out, they get cancer from that shit. Word, they different, man. They devils, literally devils. And we fall for this shit every fucking time. All these little tricks and shit. But anyway, look, I got a book that I want y'all to look in the reading. It's called Conversations in Black. I want everybody to see if they can download that book or read it at the library or buy it out of a bookstore. If y'all can't do nothing else, every day while you taking a shit, while you at work and got a five-minute break, be reading something, any kind of information input into your brain exercises your brain, and it opens up your brain to different ideas and things of that nature right there. So I always try to put something into your head, even though a lot of shit, they be done wrote it. But general knowledge gives you an understanding of a big picture. So it may be something that you're not going to use, but as you understand different things, it starts to connect, and it gives you an idea of a whole bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? It gives you understanding. So, yeah, let's try to always, you know, and if you got a book, pass it on to one of your brothers and see if they'll trade one out with you. That's what I like to do. I keep books and I trade them out with my buddies. And I'm always doing that right there. So I'm just trying to do what I can do. You got to do what you can do. What I do might be different than what you can do. You might hit a whole different angle. You might hit a political angle. Somebody might hit a physical angle and take a couple motherfuckers out. Somebody else might be good with raising up money. Everybody got to figure out what they, I'm at a loss for words, what their strength is, and then build on that right there. Can I get a flat power, an amen on that?
Black power, amen, and a boom jack-a-lack-a.
Boom jack-a-lack-a.
Black power. We thank you, Brother Ty Nitty, for a strong update and just taking a strong hardline position against the goddamn opposition at this hour. They have done so much to us, and they continue to do disturbing things to us, to our families, and to our loved ones. And we cannot allow them off the hook. Once we've busted them, once we have bared witness on them, we cannot allow them to continue to do these things without being checked, without us going after them. As they have gone after us in their tradition, we're planning to break those traditions, establish new productive habitations, because their tradition is for us to have non-productive habitations. And now we're checking them in the midst of their iniquity. They are in shock and awe as to who is actually checking them at this hour. But we say black power and a strong black military to check these goddamn bastards in the midst of their iniquity and the dirty deeds, the dirty, dastardly deeds that are being done by low-down, filthy, no-good, dirty white man at this hour. And his accomplice, as always, the she-devil herself, is supporting the white man and giving born to new little dirty, dastardly dastardly deeds to black people. And they raise their children, said, oh, you belong, you have a right to get a piece of his business. You have a right to have something off his land. You have a right to take something from him at school. They teach their children these things. I bear witness on them, and I will check them and teach everyone that I can teach before they put the dirt in my face. I guarantee you we'll have a strong army to check Pharaoh in his iniquity, and we have a strong army to defeat Pharaoh at this time. You just have to wake up and use your wake-up juice against these devils. They are doing this to black people, home and abroad, Africa and the diaspora, wherever you look, everywhere you go, and damn near everywhere you look, they're doing something dirty to black people. They counting our body bags more than we are on the COVID and all that bullshit. Huh? Yeah, they counting our body bags. They sure, because they may be counting everybody, but they make sure to get a separate count. How many African-Americans in that body bag? How many African-Americans went in here? How many African-Americans graduated? How many black? Always keeping tabs on me and you. Say the hell with that question. No, we ain't giving you no more statistics. We're making our own statistics and our own We the People government. The hell with this crack at this hour. This crack has put my national and local representative and our state chairman in North Carolina, who is a good Samaritan, and he punched him in the eye with no reluctance, with no reservations, with no discipline, with no remorse, making no form of repentance, no apology at all from these crackers. The hell with this cracker at this hour. Black power and a strong black military to put our foot in his ass as far as we possibly can. I'm just not taking no name and not taking no goddamn prisoners at this hour. We're just against the goddamn opposition. You tell Sheikh Imam Akbar, they don't mind giving this devil a, because I was born this devil a goddamn nightmare. Give a damn about him at this hour. When the spirit of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, we will check this pastor. We will back him down. We will black him down. We'll use everything we got with our utmost strenuousness against this devil. For the dirt that he has done to the black panther in the past, the present, and the goddamn future, this cracker's planning to do something to you. You just don't know. You're not a wolf, but we are woke here at the Black Panther Party. We're waking up more and more and more. Arm yourself or you harm yourself with your God and your gun. Protect your community. Protect your property. Protect your business. And the hell with the goddamn devil and the fascist pig. Black power. Go down here. We're going to talk to us.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Both go down give here them and hell to the goddamn
yeah,
grave.
Brother Ben, they've been catching hell down there in North Carolina. We're going to bring comrade brother Maurice to talk more about this goddamn devil. Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Yeah, ain't nothing changed in Roxborough. Same shit, just different day. They still on their racist bullshit. They still on their, work up under their own, make their own rules, make their own policy type bullshit. So that's just what we're dealing with. And stand up strong, we're going to keep fighting. They definitely not going to scare us away. So we just know what we got to do.
That's right. That's right. And we ain't going nowhere.
Right, Paul.
On our goddamn land. You've been made a fool, brother and sister, about what's taking on, what's been taking place here in America. Maurice ain't no fool. Big John ain't no fool. The Honorable Israel LeBeau, our National Chief of Staff, ain't no fool. Our Black Lightning, no fool. Our National Minister of Justice is no fool on this land. We're intelligent people, far beyond the vision of these crackers that's running this city. Need to boot them out of there so we can do a better job. They never managed a goddamn matchbox when I interviewed these guys. Talked to the wooden two sheriff and spotman. I said, well, he put 15 body bags out here, black people. We kill white folks over here, too. Dumbass cracker. Should be put in the litter box with the kitty litter. And what for damn is a sheriff or an administrator to you? This is the highest paid official in the goddamn state. Dumb as a clamshell. Doesn't know up from down. Don't know right from left. All he knows is just white power. White man, white man. He has no idea what the fuck is going on. Spartanburg or around the world. Just a damn fool and call himself sheriff. We don't give a damn about that sheriff. We're going to be booting and pushing these people aside. We just need support from you, black people, to stand up in collective solidarity with the Black Panther Party and go around checking these bastards as we're doing. I'm just so proud to share it with you. I don't even know what to do. Glad they couldn't have better, but I don't have any regrets for anything that's happened in my life, in my full, complete, and entire life. And our National Chief, he knows all about these things. He's up to date. He knows what's going on. Black power. Black power. Black power.
Black,
yeah, I know he's
black power. Black,
black
power.
Power. Black power.
I want to speak to something in particular, and it's something that we witnessed when we were down there in the hells of Roxborough, dealing with those devils and those hell saltines down there in Roxborough. But this message is in particular to our own people, because we have to be honest on all accounts. We can't be sitting here talking about black this, black that, black this, black nationalism, and not addressing our own people at the same time. You can't check the cracker or the oppressor or the colonizer if our own people are acting out of pocket. So let me address this acting out of pocket. If you wear that goddamn uniform, regardless of what formation you are with, if you rocking that freedom of death patch, if you rocking them RBG colors, that red, that beautiful red, black, and green flag, That beautiful piece of pan-African delight, as I call it, and you do not show up when a distress call is put out, or you don't show up when one of our people as a community regardless of who you are with, if you do not pull up for that Panther or that fellow revolutionary in distress or in his moment or time of need, you are just as much of a fucking enemy as the oppressor and the colonizer. This comrade is your brother. You are brothers and sisters. There is nothing above black unity. I don't care if we beefing. I don't care if we in our feelings. I don't care if we're in a situation where it's tit for tat. If you hear a call go out where a fellow comrade, a fellow revolutionary, has been victimized or in a being in need, it is your duty and your responsibility to assist that comrade in distress. Not know, well, this person got this beef with this individual, and this person don't like what this person said, and this person don't like what this person did. All of that shit is irrelevant. You can't be out here talking about black power and black unity, especially that's black right. unity, and you are not pulling up because you and your goddamn feelings about something, or your feelings got hurt, or your ego got hurt because of somebody else is going to be there. Take off the goddamn uniform and the patch. Stop being out here talking about black unity, black power, when you ain't showing neither one. Regardless of the situation, and I'm going to give an example, my personal feelings just a couple of months ago with Najeed Muhammad, Nasheed, whatever the fuck his name is, Najeed Muhammad, when he was arrested further down south dealing with the whole Emmett Till situation. Personally, you know what I'm saying? I'm not down for the brother personally, but once I saw he was illegally detained and arrested, I spoke the fuck up, didn't I? And had I had the means, I would have showed up. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm preaching about. You got all these Negro Europeans wearing black uniforms and patches and flags and shit, talking about black power, black unity. But when the distress call comes out, oh, I don't like him. Oh, is he going to be there? Oh, if he's going to be there, I'm not going to show up. Any personal beef you have with another individual does not mean a damn thing when somebody puts out a distress call within our community. I don't care who it is, right? Let me find out somebody's being brutalized, victimized, or let me find out one of our people, regardless of what formation, is being assaulted by law enforcement. God damn it, I'm pulling up. And for all you little softies and ego-driven individuals and whoever is offended by this, that's the key. Whoever is offended by this, I'm talking to you. Because if you are going to sit here and put on this uniform, you have a duty and an obligation to not only your unit, not only other organizations, not only to the revolution, that when somebody puts out a distress call and you know that there's going to be a pull-up, then you are bound by duty and obligation. If you can get there, pull the hell up. Instead of pulling up, seeing who is there, and pulling the fuck off. I ain't going to call no names. I'm just going to call it what it is.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
If you ain't really down for a united front, and if you are only concerned with bullshit beef and bullshit he said, she said, you are not disciplined enough to be in this movement. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black Power, Black Power. They want to pull up and see whose name on the tag and find out the address, what side of town they're from, and what formation they came up. Hell no, somebody black is in trouble. Your numbskull knuckleheaded ass should be pulling up, regardless of formation. Pulling up and checking to see what the problem. And checking the goddamn cracker. You so Joseph and Josephine stupid that you let something happen to one of us for your own ego, because you've just been made up different. You've been made up out of some bullshit. But the fact is, you were some bullshit before you came here. And now you're bullshit now that you're here. So we know who you are. No. We know your name tag. We know your number. We know your serial number rank. We even know your goddamn social security number. If you wasn't worth a fuck under social, and you ain't worth a fuck now either, so it don't matter. The chatter that don't matter, we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam and his whole fucking crew. We don't give a damn about you. When it comes down to Spirit Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad fighting for the total freedom, the full and complete emancipation, the total liberation of our people, we don't care nothing about that. You ain't contributing to the welfare of the black revolution, then your ass ain't fit to be here. Your ass ain't fit to live. Shouldn't be here. Taking up space, soaking up my air conditioning heat in a goddamn way. Move out. Thanks for Dr. Cotton. In the way of righteousness. In the way of your own. In the way of revolution. Time black revolution is the only goddamn solution. I'm right here to tell you, said it here, represented, and said it, is still here to represent it. God damn it, we're strong. It's not revealed for the weak. It ain't revealed to the sheep and the goat. This is revealed for the strong, revealed to the strong, for the strong, to strengthen you. And when you go up against the opposition, you got substance. You got character. You got discipline. You got respect. Huh? You got your integrity and all the things Adam Clayton Powell gave you. And what Frederick Douglass gave you. What Dr. Khalid gave you. What Marcus Al Garvey gave you. What Elijah gave you. What Dr. King and Malcolm gave you. You need all of that to check this bastard. You might be Joseph and Joseph being stupid, but I'm not. Not at this hour. Extremely intelligent on how we manage against the opposition. So be forthright, brothers and sisters, all we're trying to explain here tonight. Just be forthright and be forthcoming. Be truthful. Be honest. Huh? And don't run from the revolution. Don't run from the fight. Run to the fight. And bring the water if it's one of us on fire and put out the damn fire.
The black power.
Not
black
right.
Power.
Your rap can't be tight. Is that right? Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Let me address this. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. Yes, sir.
We move in a certain way. We understand being covertly when need be covertly. To move in the shadows when needed to be moving in the shadows. But we are also a black military. You understand what I'm saying? Put that
black
goddamn
power.
Uniform on if you are a Panther, or regardless of what formation you are with. Put on that goddamn uniform and patch. Don't sit there and play around with it. Don't sit there and beat around the bush with it. If you're afraid to put that uniform on, sit your ass down. Let somebody who is more qualified and more disciplined to be in your place or be in that place where they need be at any given time when need to be there. Don't be afraid to put on the goddamn uniform. If you are a revolutionary and you are a Panther or you are with a gun club, regardless of the situation, if you are a member of that organization, that beautiful black military organization, put the goddamn uniform on. You wouldn't show up at McDonald's. If you're working at a McDonald's, you're not going to show up without that uniform being on. If you were a law enforcement officer, you would not be showing up to work not in uniform. If you work on a job with a uniform, you will be pulling up in a uniform. So likewise here, unless we are working on a maneuver or in a mission or for a cause where we have to move covertly, mission or maneuver. But otherwise, when we roll out as a disciplined, militant force, don't be showing up looking like you just came from the club. Don't be showing up like you just was on Bushwick Avenue pimping hoes. Show up as you are supposed to in militant, disciplined fashion, in uniform, just as everybody else. When you march with the NOI, they are in uniform. When you are in law enforcement, you are in uniform. When you are in with any military force or any paramilitary force, you are in uniform. Not looking like you're on weekend break or weekend vacation. This ain't the place for it. When we move in a militant fashion. We move in a disciplined fashion. You will be also moving in a disciplined fashion and a military. Fall in line or fall behind. The choice is yours. But you are not going to cut anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care about your rank. You will fall in line. Be disciplined in your actions if you rock it with us. We run a tight ship. We're in a position right now where we have to do a lot of restructuring, rebuilding due to, you know, in-house fighting and a bunch of bullshit. We're recovering from that, and that's understandable. But as I said, still move in a disciplined, militant fashion. Everybody got on their uniforms but you? Or are you in a situation to where, I mean, let me put some context to it. I understand in the event of some individuals getting off work to show up to a maneuver. That's not what I mean. I get that. I understand that. But when we have maneuvers where you know you have to be in uniform, that is what I'm speaking to. Where every time we see you, you are not in uniform. That's what I'm speaking to. I'm not speaking to individuals who get off of work at a certain time and then be like, okay, I'm on my way, right out of work. I understand that again. There's no problem. There's no issue. My issue is if you claim to be a Panther, if you claim to be a chairman, a minister of defense, or any rank of position, and you are on duty, you are at a maneuver, don't show up like you just came from the club. Again, work is one thing. And I understand that sevenfold. I've had to do it once or twice myself. So, again, I understand that. But then again, if you just shooting the shit and want to pull up not in uniform when you knew ahead of time, then I'm not going to tolerate that. We move on discipline. We move on what it says in our manuals. And you will conduct yourself just like the rest of us. We will conduct ourselves in a disciplined manner and go as instructed and act and move as instructed according to our manuals, according to what our national chairman, our national chief of staff, myself, our national security protocols dictate us to move. And we will not tolerate anything less. Like I said before, if you were in law enforcement, you're not just going to show up for work dressed any kind of way. They're going to make you go home and put on their uniform. If you in the military, you're not just going to show up like you've been at the club all night. They're going to discipline you and then make you put uniform on. Likewise, it's the same here. Do not play with the policies and protocols. If you are a Panther and you're moving like us, then you will fall in line and put on that uniform just like the rest of us.
And not only that, if you're gonna put the uniform on, don't be scared to honor that uniform. Don't just be wearing a uniform just to say you're a Panther.
Black power.
If you're gonna wear that uniform, be real about it. Be serious with it. Really be for the cause. Because right now, at this point in time, what's going on with our people and the work we have ahead of us, we don't need no fake revolutionaries or counter-revolutionaries in the way. Black power.
Black power. Like Comrade Maurice and our beloved comrade and National Chief Staff, Ezreal, and others that are here who are very serious about this revolution and our discipline, and keeping all of our 12 general orders and our 10-point platform, our five duties, are cognizant of enforcing righteousness at this hour for we the people and for we the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, some of the highest disciplined individuals you will ever meet anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles. Go across this planet. You won't find better people. You won't find better military people. You won't find better human beings anywhere. You haven't been looking around. That's why you don't see them. You don't see us. You don't know any discipline. You never had to discipline yourself for anything, for anybody, at any time, on any issue. Just Joe Sausage, jaw-jacking around here, not doing anything. You're no threat to the opposition. You don't even see you on the litmus scale because you're so far away from yourself. You've been lured out of yourself, taken away from your immediate task and handling your business as a human being. They make a mess of you. They don't even recognize. They don't respect you because they know you. They know who you are. They know what they've done to you. They know the effects have been put on you. Oh, but when it comes to that new Black Panther, he ain't had no tampering with us. Never got a chance to educate us. Never been around to lure us down into the snake hole and put his reptilian habitations on us. Never did it, and he never will. He has no Ice Cube chance in hell of tampering with us. So he'll jump you, lure you in the snake hole, and tell you how to do things, tell you how to practice to be a counter-revolutionary, tell you how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to act, what you do, what you don't do, and discipline you to snake behavior, snake habitation. And there comes Johnny Snake. Oh, my, look at him, look at him, just look at him. Yeah. In the way, like Brother Maurice would say. You're in the goddamn. What happened with you? Somebody's trying to speak. I know out there. About 3 or 4 callers. Go ahead. Talk Black to us. Talk Black. Somebody's trying to speak up in the mic. If not, we're going to go ahead and break it down at the 952. There's some 300s out there, too. Let's try it at 252-622. 252. 252. Area code 622. You're live on Black Power Radio, and you can talk Black to us. You can talk Black to us at this hour. 252-252 at the 622. 252-622, you're live. Okay. Yeah. Hope he's not stuck. Hope you're not stuck. Okay. We'll move on down the line. We got some others out there. Let's see if we can pick them up. And we got the 236. We got the 347. 347 at 526. You're live on Black Power Radio. 347. New York area code 347-526. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? I don't know who those callers are, but you're live on Black Power Radio. Okay, we're going to get right back down. We'll be shifting back out to Black Lightning if it does. Okay. Let me see, Dr. Truth Blade, if you have something on redirect.
Black Power.
Redirect. Black Power. Go right ahead, sir.
All right. So just Black Power.
Black Power.
Well,
Black Power.
I appreciate
Chief of Staff sending them the documents requested concerning the arresting officer. Now, the night that this incident happened on March 1st, February 28th, early morning of March 1st, the arresting officer that they said that was responsible for Carrington's arrest, they stated his name was Trey Wright. And all this is documented, Trey Wright. And he even spelled out the name. But when I look at the document I just received currently, it states that the arresting officer's name is Joe Wright. Now, this is a problem. There's no badge number. There's no badge number.
His Next name is Trey officer. Wright. It's definitely not Joe
now,
Wright.
What is it?
It's Trey Wright.
Trey Wright, but that's not what the paperwork says.
Yeah, they didn't lie.
Right, so that's why it's important to have the documents sent over in time.
Yeah, John got it. John got the regular report. He has the report, the original copy that says
right.
Trey Wright.
Okay, so I need that copy. That copy, the one I have, I'm looking at right now, it says arresting officer.
Address
is Joe Wright, J-O-V. Now, the Joe Wright that I know from North Carolina Rockville was killed 47 years ago. He was also Rockville Highway Patrol.
Yeah, they trying to cover some shit up. It's Trey Wright.
That's correct. So the paper has to reflect what they're saying, correct?
Yeah, we got the right paperwork. We'll get it to you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have the right paperwork. Justice is due diligence on paperwork, right? So
right.
I received it. Thank you again, Chief of Staff, as requested. And what the paperwork I'm looking at right now is inaccurate, which is why I'm stating that that is not only an lawful offense, but it's something that we can get them on top of that falsifying documents, as well as the charges, ethnic intimidation, which is outrageous in itself. Just the charges doesn't make any sense. So when you look up ethnic intimidation, what does that even mean? It states that you may have used words pertaining to race, but it's not illegal when you get the beat the shit out of, right?
Yeah.
So your dialogue and what you're saying was what is it, comrade?
As long as you're not threatening the officer, you have every right to have a freedom of speech.
Right. We know that. We know that. But apparently they don't. So they can drop charges up. So what needs to happen, the next step as we go through strategy, is to have not only the council of Roxborough on notice, but the governor as well. All right, so that's the update concerning these documents. They can't continue to have a wild east type of justice where there's no rhyme or reason on what they do think. The fact that they use Joe Wright as his name.
Somebody who's been dead for
50,
40.
They might as well say John Doe. Right? John
yep,
Doe.
Exactly.
And
it's like they really thought nobody was gonna catch that. I mean, I don't understand how this city. Wow.
Yeah. So let's mobilize and find out when the next council meeting that ever will be. Roxborough County Council. Chances are they'll be the ones that will be addressing this too. As we get the jail. Roy Cooper, Governor Roy Cooper, is the one that has to answer as to why his race soldiers are falsifying documents. That's not a good look. It's not a good look.
Exactly.
Yes, we will get justice for our comrade John and due diligence to follow through on footwork as well as paperwork.
and that's what we'll do here.
And we definitely will. We definitely gonna put in the work, Minister of Justice. So,
National Minister,
you don't have to worry about that.
Let me ask this to make sure that my information is correct. Of course, documentation, always have something on paper. But as far as contact, would it be any help to contact the North Carolina, DOJ, Department of Justice?
The Internal Affairs.
No, not in
terms of course. So these agencies all work together. You have to hit them in the head with the Department of Justice in D.C. Of course, this can be on record as we move along concerning the report and complaint, but we just want transparency. We have to start from the bottom up. So the jailer who runs that facility, starting with them, and then Roy Cooper addressing him as well. North Carolina Department of Justice is just as good as aluminum foil toilet paper. Overall, we still have to address these agencies so on record they can document what their local, county, entity, the jurisdictions are doing. So let's look at the North Carolina Department of Justice. These are, they're located at 114 West Edgerton Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is where they're located. Telephone number is 919-716-6400. Again, the North Carolina Department of Justice is located at the Old Education Building at 114 West Eddington Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27603. Zip code, telephone is 919-716-6400. 919-716-6400. Now, we're filing a complaint concerning the steps that Roxborough sheriffs decide to take, and then on top of that, falsifying documents, creating six charges, and one of those charges to be ethnic intimidation. So we have two counts of assault government official, two resisting or public officer, one count of ethnic intimidation, one count of communicating threats. All of this is a bunch of who shot John when you have a man in handcuffs and you just beat him. As we see time and time again, they will shoot us in a wheelchair. They'll shoot us with no legs. They'll shoot us handcuffed. They just want us dead, period. So how do we go about it? Is at least documenting this and bringing out those Panthers and those people out there who should be there on the front lines as well. So if you are there and you want to complain and stuff, you know, just stay over there. Right now we have a serious job to have. We have a serious job to accomplish. And we must not continue to divide ourselves with idle gossip, with all this strong talk and nothing behind it. We must have our paperwork and our footwork matching hand in hand in a perfect marriage. As we continue to be consistent in these efforts, then we will be able to have other factions in other states to follow suit. But until we do that, black family, we need to stop complaining when law enforcement or race soldiers do their jobs in administering murderous tactics upon our person. And we'll give you an update concerning the next complaint coming up in the following weeks on Black Power Radio. Power to the people.
Power to the people. Black power.
Black power, black power. And we thank our National Minister of Justice for her updates, and it's very timely.
giving you crucial information as how to move local, statewide, and how to move nationally, and how to move on an international level at this hour. We're very excited about the work coming out of the Justice Department, out of the Department of Defense, and out of the Chief of Staff Office, and our ministers in culture and refined arts, and all of our departments are running well here at the Black Panther Party. We hope that you will have gained some knowledge and insightfulness from just listening to us and knowing that we have raw information that's crucial to the revolution, crucial to our success as revolutionaries, and crucial to us as being a decent human being at this hour. We're just happy and proud of all of you, and we're happy that you, we are happy to serve with you. In fact, some of the best that we've known have come out of these local and up-to-date administrations have been doing a great job performing miracles, as always. The staff is excellent and doing a bang-up job, as they say downtown, you know what I mean? Yeah, so if anybody else has something, we're definitely open our lines.
Yes, sir.
Open it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Black power.
Go right ahead, sir.
Touching on what our National Chief of Staff was speaking on, the uniform is representing not which faction of Panther you are, not which gun club you are, but to tell the people that we're here, you know, that we do it for the people. We wear this uniform for our people as their protectors, as their front lines. And that's why I say it's very important that we do get, seems like since coronavirus started, and they started giving out all these shots and stuff, and a lot of our people now all of a sudden we fallen by the wayside, where we've been telling them all along not to take the jab, you know. But the uniform and the patches, it shouldn't matter if you under Crystal, Malik, or our beloved Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar. When you see the citizens, or even or especially a brother comrade in arms, because when it all come down to it, we all black folks wearing black, being black, you know, protecting the black diaspora, you know, and it's our duty, if we can make it, to be there. It's our duty to do everything we can to make it there. And right now, the marching orders are to everybody to get to Spartanburg, South Carolina, on the 20th, and we can follow up on everything that's going down on that end, with all the body bags that are coming out of Spartanburg, South Carolina detention centers. And we need everybody to mobilize and pick up each other, you know, and don't leave anybody out. And like Brother Azrael was saying, it's not about who's going to be there, you know, because General Order Number 7 says you're not supposed to say anything unless it's in the line of duty anyway. So you're not going there for them. You're not going there for you. You're going there for who? Going there for the people.
People.
You know? Yeah. And especially our people, because the people watching us, they say, well, we counting on them to protect us, but now what they going to do when they get attacked? So we need to have another, we need to have a massive rally of all the troops. We need to make sure everybody's mobilized from Atlanta we got people in Florida, New York, West Virginia, and all it takes is a few of y'all listeners out there to put some money in the bucket, you know, in the red, black, and green bucket. It says $77 Bakers, so we can get it on, you know. I'm looking at a bus personally for us. Now, if the Sheikh, all he got to do is get the transmission going. We've always been everywhere whenever the our people call us. When a young man was shot in Virginia, nine times by the police. We there, right there. We there before the lawyers even get involved. You know, so we need to be where the people need us to be, and $77Bakers to make that happen. And I'm sure there's a lot of comrades that will be there for the people, regardless of who's there. It don't shouldn't matter who's there, because I mean, it's going to be some times when we all going to be there. And see, that's what it is about people standing up and be a real revolutionary, you know? And what I mean by that is, it's, a real revolutionary don't need permission to go do the right thing. You know, a real revolutionary say the mobilization of the troops, of everybody. I mean everybody, from Grandmaster Jay to NFAC troops to all the gun clubs. And I know some of our brothers been scrutinized over the years, and they may have gotten a little deterred, but they need to come on back to the ranks, because remember, the people need us right now, and they need us in full force. So that's the marching order that I'm putting out as the National Minister of Defense, is if you don't have a way, get a way, and let's get everybody mobile, everybody mobilized. And if you're coming from the East Coast and you're heading through the West Coast, pick up as many soldiers as possible. And you're coming from the South Side down to D.C., pick up as many as possible, and let's make this happen. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black
power. And then we can say, I am a black revolutionary, and I'm not a happy slave. Black power.
That's right. We're definitely happy our National Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning, is giving us those brief marching orders. And we're getting all the morale of the troops very high to go against the opposition. We are always on standby to go to war with the goddamn opposition, to let you know our frame of mind when we attack the streets. We're not just standing out there, walking around out there, talking, recruiting. Are we out there at war against this goddamn bastard? He's done
and
more
being
dirt
uniform,
than
Black Power. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, sir. I just forgot to say that. And be in uniform. Be in uniform.
Yes, sir.
Have the uniforms looking good. Have them creases in them pants so sharp they cut you, you know. And have them boots shined up so you can see yourself in the mirror, you know. And let's march in a military formation so the people can see that left, two, three, four. Your left, two, three, four. People need to see that, you know what I'm saying? And keep a cadence. And we bringing up the rear. And we're looking at the rooftops, looking at all the open windows, and we ain't leaving no stone unturned, you know? I see them lurking over in the woods. We're going to go check it out. Black power. I didn't want to leave that out. Be in uniform. Be in uniform.
Black power.
No matter what Panther formation, be in uniform. As long as you got that freedom of death patch on, earn that. Keep earning it. Black power.
Black power. So be alert that, you know, you don't have to wear the uniform to do Black Panther work or to be a Black Panther. But if you're dealing with the formation as it is now, if you're dealing with the new Black Panther Party on the level of business that must be done, and what is going on, God damn it, be in the goddamn uniform. That's just straight up, you know. And don't be ashamed of your uniform. Don't be frightened and apprehensive about the opposition and what they're going to think, what they're going to do, and you know what I mean, what you're going to do if they come for you. Hell no, you defend the goddamn uniform. Defend the
Panther's
own uniform. Defend the Panther that's on your chest. I wrecked it. Cat on your vest, cat on my chest. If you fuck with me wrong, I'll put your black ass to rest. That is on real theme at the time. Real talk,
black
real
power.
Waking
power.
Up, moving out. Got to move out. Name and spirit on him. Got to call it Abdul Muhammad. And rolling against the opposition. You don't have to be apprehensive what he's going to do.
Just know your purpose and know what you're going to do. Know what you have come to do today. And that will get you straight. All praises due to Allah. I got an 872 laying out there. 872-201. You're live here on Black Power Radio. 872-202-201. You're live.
Peace and Black Power. This is your sister Switchblade from Chicago. How y'all brothers and sisters doing tonight?
Power.
That's
the
Minister of Education.
Is it Blade?
Bring the town in the house. Come on with the peace.
All right.
Everybody got another half hour to go. All right, we good. From now, from 10:15 to 10:45, we will be definitely educated by our National Minister of Education. Happy to hear you, Switchblade. Black Power. To the Black Switchblade in the house, bringing Chi-Town, Yo-Town, Lakeshore to Halstead, all the way black from State Street over to Stewart Street, from Cottage Grove to No Grove, to Oak Park, all the way black in the dark. Black Power, talk black to us.
Hey, look, this sister right here is that blood on the dance floor that MJ was talking about. This sister right here.
Stop it. You know we have to get rid of Auntie Lightfoot. We having a runoff in Chicago with two people, a brother and a white man for mayor. So by next month, we should know who will be the next Chicago mayor. But I'm glad that we got Lightfoot out of the picture because she wasn't doing anything for black people. As much as she emphasized how she was the first black woman mayor in Chicago, she did not a damn thing for us. In fact, she made us more oppressed by spending over $1.8 billion for the police force in Chicago when we clearly said that we wanted to defund it and put it in programs that would benefit our community. As far as being in uniform, I completely agree with that. Not only letting them know left foot starts first, but know the reason that the left foot means that we're in war. In ancient times, the left foot being out means war. We're at war, and we have been for hundreds of years. So when we're training our comrades on doing things, we have to also explain the reason behind it so it can have more meaning, have more power to it. It doesn't even matter if we are in uniform or not. Our uniform is black. We're on black code. And that's our leader, the black code of always putting black first. And unfortunately, there are, you know, perpetrators, COINTELPROs, informants, agents that always flood our formations. And I just ask every brother and sister to be aware of any type of suspicious actions or even how they say things and move around. Me being from Chicago, I know hustlers, busters, pimps and players and, you know, and I'm not talking about the games. I'm talking about the police and politics. So just be fully aware of your surroundings, brothers and sisters, when we out there marching and having our boots on the ground, of being aware of who our open enemies are, and sometimes that could be the person right next to you. So on that note, I just want to also say a little chant because, you know, it encourages us to fulfill our purpose and remind us of who we are. So if you don't mind, I would like to say my chant, which is represent Black Power. So it goes like this. Every minute, every hour, I represent Black Power. Every minute, every hour, we represent Black Power. Every year, all day, we're Black Power people in every way. Black Power, Black Power. Every minute, every hour, Black Power. That was my chance. Pass it along.
Can we get them all together? We got all the – come here. Open these lines and see if – I'm loving this. So we, every now and then we do a little share your line on Black Power Radio. Black Switchblade is going to lead that chant for us tonight. National Minister of Education rolling. And everybody's in the sound of her voice. I want you to open your lung, open your mic and lung. Everybody unmute and black. And we're going to repeat it right after – Black Switchblade, she said, we're going to say it right behind her. Let's try it one more time, Black Switchblade.
Okay, for sure. Every minute.
Every minute.
Every hour.
Every hour.
I represent.
Every minute.
We got to be in sync with this now. Do I got to get a drum beat going?
This is our marching cadence right here.
Black power. Let's go, y'all. Let's go. Black power.
Every minute.
We'll start all over. I'll start all over. Every minute.
Every minute. Every hour.
I represent. Black power.
Black power.
Every minute. We represent.
We represent black power.
Every year. All day. We black power people.
We black power people.
In every way. Black power. Every minute, every hour, black power.
Every minute, every hour, black power.
Okay, you know, I'm on my chest.
Tomorrow night until we get it straight. But black power, black power. Every minute of it, goddamn hour. Going black power?
Black power.
What did Fred have to say? He said, I am.
A revolutionary.
That's what I am. And what I like about that
I
sentence
am.
Is,
I am.
I am.
A revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
He said, I am.
I am.
A revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Now, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar teaches, I am. A black revolutionary.
I am. A black revolutionary.
That's black power. Black power on every hour. Every minute. Every hour. Black power. I love that thing. We're going to get that tight.
Every year, every day.
To stay with black power.
And that other one, remain black, conscious, and strong.
We've got a very high spirit, a high morale. And we got education, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, I-T-A-I, everything, the hello, the goodbye. We got all kinds of good things here at Black Power Radio and at the Black Panther Formation. Just want to stay true and stay in tune with your black nation. And if anybody had anything before we closed out here, we don't want to leave anybody out the loop.
And the other slogan that Sister Switchblade laid on us, I think it was Sister Switchblade laid on us, give our ancestors some respect and cut that reparations check. And just as proud as they are to be white, we are proud to be black. Just as proud as they are to wave their Confederate flags in our faces, even if it's just one of them, we should be able. We should have the strength, the black power enough to wear ours in front of them as well. Where our RBG, where our red, black, and green, where our Pan Africa, where our Panther Patches, you know. They will wear theirs proudly in front of us, and they actually give more respect when you wear yours in front of them. They give more respect because they see that Panther strength. You know, because I've seen white boys with Confederate bullshit on their damn motorcycles and stuff, and have you know, approach them in uniform. You know what I mean? And basically, so they say, well, who you rocking with? I'm saying I'm a new Black Panther Party for self-defense. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, well, you can wear the blue jeans and you can wear all black as long as you come. And as long as you come and support the people of South Carolina right now who are under attack, under brutal attack, carrying our brothers and sisters out of these detention centers and body bags, you know? So, and they not no old people that, or nobody that was under the weather or somebody who had their, you know, their 90 years old or something. No, these young folks, you know, athletic, you know, like Brother Elaine, Miss Reese's son, who got killed in the Spartanburg, South Carolina detention center. So we're still fighting that within the right. The boardrooms of the county and the city council meetings, and we're still serving them with papers. And I say we shake shit up, and the only way we're gonna get that done is if we have massive forces. So I want to see all of our people. That, you know, from both sides of the fences. There's no riding no fence. This is for the people. I've always said that. So no matter what it is, if I'm in the vicinity, I'm going to get there, you know. But right now, hey, we need that 77 Bakers to be lit up like a Christmas tree so that we can get these wheels on the road, because that's what it's really going to take, wheels on the road. So we got the willpower, but we need the willpower, if you dig it. Bars. Black power.
That's right. Black power. We're short $3,000, Panthers, so we need you to donate as generously as you possibly can so the Panthers can roll in and out of these major cities with less of effort to just get from city to city. And we ask you all to give as generously as you possibly can for our transportation fund and to get our van back on the road. We call it a bus, but it's our van, and we'll get it back on the road ASAP. Without your contribution, we'll do it much better with your contribution. But we ain't red, we ain't scared, we ain't mad, we ain't sad. We out here Black Panthers with real revolutionaries, black boots on the ground, with sound with the black, the blue, the red, the black, the green, and the we're boots on the goddamn ground, and we're moving with the black and the brown. Black power.
We forgot about Black power.
Everybody
we forgot to give them $1 and 77 bacon.
That's right. Put it
Black
in the kitty. What's that?
We forgot to give y'all $1.77 bacon, so y'all can help out. And want everybody to dig deep this time. We've been asked for anything from a penny to a 20, but how about a 20 to 100? You know, let's make this happen. I'm sure some people can go ahead and dip like they used to dip and put the 10% in the till. You know, we give you the spiritual uplifting, and we give you the backup, the black up. We are the black up. You know, so when Batman had the light go up in the sky, we need to have the same thing for our people. We have an international call where we can call everybody on a moment's notice. Black power, that. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Keep it moving. Keep it strong, folks. Committee, go ahead.
Power to the people.
Power to all power to the people. And we're thankful to all, each and every one of you for contributing to Black Power Radio to be live, no jive. Straight from the hip and shooting everything in the head or in the lip, because they sure don't mind stepping to you. But don't be afraid to step to the opposition and take a strong, hardline position against the goddamn opposition at this hour. With that said, I think we've said what we need to say tonight. And with all of that said, I mean, the one that said it best, you already know. That's why we give you more of what you listen to Black Power Radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show anywhere on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid. And if you have your desktop, you might well put it on your laptop. And you can even put it in your drop top. And we know we give you more with Listen Radio 4. And we thank you again, Sheikh Ali Mam, Akbar, your host for this evening. Anything you want to give to make us live a little bit better, put it in $77Baker. Again, for all those alpha numerically pure at heart, to drop it at $77Bakers, help the New Black Panther Party to do more, 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 and we will definitely, we will not disappoint you at this hour, and we thank you right here at Black Power Radio. Black Power, Black Power.
held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you. know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going. Know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations. And so you are. Me and Mrs. Jones, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones. Got a thing going on. The same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm thinking strong.
Beautiful sun. things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
For mercy.